Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Batum, no hesitation. Another! Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 3-pointers off the bench. Embiid's got right on him. Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again. Back to Batum. Fakes, one dribble. Puts up another three. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half.
Now this is appropriate. A Batum bonanza. Welcome on in, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass, the French national anthem playing underneath us for Nick Batum. Last night, Nick Batum, 20 points, saves the day as the Sixers win a basketball game that they never win in the NBA playoffs. That looks so ugly to start, and they found a way despite some things that are obviously troubling. A lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. As we react with you guys all day after a huge Sixers win, it changes the course of this playoff. You know, the run, their chances here, they just found a way. I mean, last night they showed a fight. They showed a toughness. They showed an acumen on the bench in terms of coaching that we haven't seen here in a long time. Now, there are some concerns. We'll get to those. But let's react to the win, because they won that game last night, Hugh. A game that early in the second quarter, I was sitting there saying, it's Groundhog Day. Here we go again. This is the Sixers in a big game. Yet somehow they won the game.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. It's okay to go out today and get your Nick Batum jersey. It's not too late. It's not too late for that, so that's cool. But you're right, Joe. It was one of those games where it started out in favor of the Sixers, and then we slowly started to see Jimmy Buckets do what Jimmy Bucket does.
Yep.
All those steals he had in the first half, man, and the way that he was playing, it did feel like Groundhog Day. And for all those folks that was down there that were booing, I felt that. From laying on the couch watching that game, I felt that.
Oh, they earned those boos.
Oh, yeah,
early.
They definitely earned those boos, man. And I think that was one of the things that made the Sixers come out of the second half, and they stepped that thing up, man. It was a phenomenal game. It was an exciting game. And it was everything that I thought it should have been. Like, Joel Embiid wasn't his greatest, but he came up clutch when he had to towards the end. And it was one of those things where – the teammates, like I was telling you yesterday, Joe, man, I kept telling you about everybody knows their role, and it felt like no matter what was going to happen, those guys were going to fight. Kelly Oubre did Kelly Oubre things. You know, he came up with some big time, you know, got fouled. He was a hell of an actor last night when he got fouled a couple
times. Well, he was, and he had eight rebounds, by the way.
Yeah, he did, man. I'm telling you, those guys and that coach, I like what I saw last night. Now, it was ugly, no question about it. But that's the way that he wanted to play the game. They wanted to make the game ugly. They did that. But the Sixers were resilient. They were able to work through that.
Well, they were. And you know what? It was playoff basketball. That was playoff basketball last night. 215-592-9494. All right, here's what hit me the most last night. Obviously, the Nick Batum game. I mean, that is one of the – it's rare to say, I'll put it this way, a role player have that big of an impact in an NBA playoff game.
Yeah.
20 points. I mean, the guy was just hitting shot after shot after shot. And then, of course, the block down the stretch. That was incredible. Nick Batum saved the day last night, because we could be real, right? We're always real on this show. What do you always say? We keep it a what?
Keep it a bean.
Keep it a bean. Okay? Joel Embiid didn't play his best basketball last night. And we'll
basketball.
Get to the ramifications of his health right now, because I think maybe the wool was pulled over eyes a little bit about how healthy he actually is. Tyrese Maxey didn't have a big game last night. We know Tyrese could play better. And the game was getting away from them. Hugh mentioned the boos. They were turning it over. I mean, they lose that game every single time. in the last 4 or 5 years in the playoffs. Yet they didn't lose the game last night because of Batum, because of your guy, Kelly Oubre. I thought Kyle Lowry gave them some good minutes last night.
He did. He hustled. He had some hustle points.
Yeah, and look, it wasn't in a dominant game, but he had 7 points, 5 rebounds, and hustle points. I agree with you on that. And here's what happened last night that they hadn't shown in a long time. They showed fight. They showed little dog mentality, to use the Nick Sirianni term.
Yeah.
They have dogs now. I mean, they have guys that you feel like they're up for the challenge of the postseason. And you know the other thing they showed? They got a coach. Let's just be real. There's no chance they win that game with Glenn Rivers on the sideline.
You know what?
There's not a shot.
I was a big, like I told you yesterday, don't live in the past, and not to bring up past stuff. But boy, that was one of the first, like I was reflecting, not so much bring up the past, I was reflecting.
Let's reflect.
But I was just like, boy, if we had any other coach, I don't know if we pulled this out. Because before the half, it looked like it was about to be a runaway.
Well, the Spoelstra zone was destroying the Sixers' offense.
They
had no clue. And then Nurse adjusts in the second half. Couple things. One, he's got Maxey to attack more, so it kind of broke the zone down. Two, you know what he had the courage to do last night? He had the courage to do two things that Glenn Rivers wouldn't have done. Number one, he had the courage to get Tobias Harris off the floor because he was killing them last night.
He was not ready last night, man.
Not ready? When is he going to be ready?
I don't know. He missed some bunnies.
Oh, my goodness.
He missed some easy shots, and it was just, you know, it was not good.
It wasn't. But Nurse had the courage. I'll say courage. He's a $40 million player.
He's trying to win.
Get him off the floor, right?
Hey.
We're trying to win. And the other thing I thought he had the courage to do, and I'm not sure if this was a tactical thing, if it was just subtle. Hugh, you've mentioned this before. You noticed in the second half the offense wasn't going through Embiid as much.
Mm-mm.
He was part of it, certainly, but it wasn't going through him as much. I thought Nick Nurse's ability to adjust in that game was the difference last night.
Big fellow's getting his pocket picked.
Pocket picked. Oh, yeah, early Joel?
Yeah, Joel was. Yeah,
well, when he had the ball at the top of the zone, I mean, Butler just was taking it right down the court.
They had a great game plan. He had a great game plan. And like I said, it looked like it was going to be a runaway. But the ability for Coach Nurse to adjust in those situations and make the game as exciting as it was, I thought that was phenomenal.
Yeah, he adjusted. He put the right guys in. He got a little bit out of campaign.
And the bench. Like, don't forget the bench. Like, the bench was – you was getting nothing from the bench in the first half. The bench came out. I guess he cussed everybody out in halftime. And they came out and they played well for you.
So, you know, yesterday, Hugh, I think we actually set the number at 105. We thought they needed 105 points to win the game. They literally needed 105. But when we were doing our kind of quick math yesterday, you know, we're good at math on this show.
Very good.
We had set the number at getting 60 points out of Joel and Tyrese. They only got 42 points out of Joel and Tyrese, which means they needed a boatload of points.
Yeah, that supporting cast had to step up big last night.
Obviously, Batum led the way, but they get 7 out of Buddy Hield. They get the 3-pointer out of campaign, his only shot of the night. I mean, they got guys to step up and help them. Lowry with 7. It was a collective effort, but Nick Nurse, I give a ton of credit to for the adjustments, for the courage to change the way the offense was going, and for the preparation. They were prepared last night. Listen to this after the game. Nick Batum makes that huge block late in the game. Well, why was he able to diagnose that play in that moment? Well, coaching and preparation.
I mean, they showed me that play, like coaches showed me that play in the video literally like a minute before. So
really?
We're expecting that play like for them to go around and catch it, go right and shoot it like right away. That's exactly the play they showed me like a minute before. So I was expecting it.
They showed him the play from a week before. He was expecting the play. That is coaching. 215-592-9494. All right. Do we feel good? We got 8-9 minutes of all the excitement and you know, feeling good.
I feel like it's about to change.
Well, no, can we talk about the other side?
Yeah, we had the Kumbaya. We had the Kumbaya moment.
They won, right? They're the 7th seed. We got the Knicks coming up.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. We said it. We feel it. But Joel Embiid, we were told he was healthy.
Yeah.
It didn't look healthy.
There were two things at play for me in this one, Joe. Playoffs are different than the regular season. The intensity level is a lot higher. The level of energy that you exert is a lot more. Joel Embiid, like before the game even started, when he was in warm-ups, was hunched over.
Doris Burke mentioned that he was tired in warm-ups.
Yeah, he was tired. I think part of that was adrenaline, maybe. This is not an excuse, people. Let me just say that first, because I know there are some people out there that are super hot at Joel Embiid, and I know y'all going to call in and say what you want to say. I just want to give you a little inside of what it is to be in a playoff type situation like that. The adrenaline is pumping. and you go through like a phase of feeling like you're tired. Like it's a weird phase. You like you can go work out or whatever, but you go through a phase of being tired because you understand the weight of the moment. Joel Embiid did not play well in that first half. So much so that like Coach Nurse had to sit him down for a long extended period of time. And that was the first time, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, he played more minutes last night than he played like 38 minutes. That was probably his high thus far at this point.
Well, especially since he's come back.
Yeah, because, you know, he had that time off and he had 38 minutes. Those were 38 intense minutes. But he came up big when he had to. But initially, boy, if we would have lost, I know what his story would have went.
Oh, totally. So I want to give Joel credit before I say what I'm going to say here. I want to give him credit for the end of the game. Because I thought he executed on offense at the end of the game as well as he has in a lot of playoff games. Mm-hmm. He had a three-point shot. He had a three-point play, and then he had a great assist for another three-point play. I thought his execution in the final couple minutes really helped them win the game. He stepped up. He grinded through a tough night. My concern, Hugh and everyone, is that he's not physically where we need him to be for a deep run. And I'm going to hold that concern until he shows me he is. You know, we were told this is the healthiest ever going to be because he had all this rest. He had the surgery. You know, he didn't look it last night. He did not look like he's that was one game. And think about this. That was one game after what? He had 5 days off?
Yeah.
Right? Because last time he played was Friday night. One game after 5 days off, and that's the way he looks physically. Now he's got to go play potentially seven against the Knicks, and the Knicks play like the Heat. I mean, they're going to muck it up too. So I have real concern about where Joel is physically. I thought, you know, he showed some mental toughness and grinded it out. Obviously, a tremendous win. Nick Batum is the star of the night. And I thought Nick Nurse showed he is a difference-making coach. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most? Let's react here. As the Sixers get through it, they win 105-104. Kyle, it's a game the Sixers never win in the playoffs. When it's ugly like that, they usually lose those games.
I was pretty certain that they were going to lose by halftime. I mean, I was swearing. I was freaking out. I was, like, thinking about how every time that you set expectations for the Sixers, whatever they are, they manage to fall short of them. And then they exceeded it. And I think you nailed it, is that this is a game that they never win. They never won in years past. I think it's actually games that we've seen them win this year in a similar sense. And I think a lot of that has to do with Nick Nurse. Like, Nick Nurse is a massive, massive upgrade from Doc Rivers. I think, like, that if we had Doc Rivers in that game last night, we get absolutely boat raced. I don't think we even get it back close. Like, the margin gets even close to what it was. And I think, like, the gap between Spoelstra and Nick Nurse is way smaller. Granted, there's still a little bit of a gap. I think Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. But it's way smaller than it was when Doc Rivers was here coaching. So, yeah, I mean, Joel Embiid looked bad. And I'd say the first, like, three quarters of the game, there was a moment in the game where I was like, Embiid is the worst player on the floor.
He couldn't move.
For the Sixers. But the difference was, and this is the difference from years past, Embiid dialed it up at the end of the game.
He did. He showed some mental toughness.
Yeah, like those last few minutes where he hit the three and then had the three-point play and the big block. Like, he was great at the end of the game. I thought, seeing them step up the way they did was super encouraging. So I'm ready for the Knicks now, baby. Let's go.
Reasons for hope are there. 215-592-9494. And quickly before we get to the phones, they did get a little bit of fortune. I mean, let's be real. Right? We're being real. Jimmy Butler got hurt. I mean, Jimmy Butler has an MCL injury. It sounds like from what we're hearing this morning, it's going to take him out weeks. He's not going to play Friday night. Jimmy Butler got hurt pretty early in that game. It was in
Jimmy
the first
Butler,
half.
Jimmy Butler, tough SOB.
Well, man. I can't believe he played 40 minutes on
man,
that knee. It's an MCL
either,
injury.
And he had another steal after that, too. Like, this guy, like, Iron Man. So, yeah, you never want to see anybody get hurt, but when he went down, you looked at that as definitely an opportunity.
So at first he went down, and it's like, oh, no, he's out. You know, he's hurt. And then he got back up, and he made his free throw shots. It seemed to me like my guess is, Hugh, and maybe I've experienced anything like this, it felt to me like once he went into the locker room for halftime, it must have stiffened up because he was not the same in the second half.
Like, adrenaline carried him through the first half of the game. And then when you start to wind down a little bit, it's hard to ramp back up and you know, get ready to play. But he gutted it out, though. He gutted out as best he could.
And fortunately for the Sixers, he couldn't be as good offensively. I mean, that was the difference in the second half. He couldn't do as much. The Sixers got hot. Batum came in, and away we go. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to last night. Sixers win 105-104. They are the seventh seed. They got what we wanted them to get. Now they get a trip to New York against the Knicks starting on Saturday, which is going to be, I think, a tremendous series. and they showed some mental toughness. They showed some grit last night, and they got a difference-making coach. It makes a difference. Just like I said, it makes a difference in the postseason. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Listen, I got to say, first off, hats off to Batum and Kyle Lowry, because I think this is the difference that we've seen from years past, that during the Heat's 8-0 runs that they were running last night, that you saw their toughness, their hustle, and they were sending positivity to the starters and all the key players. And with that positivity, you're not seeing them get down like they were before. And then you also got to give hats off to Nick Nurse for obviously seeing that Tobias Harris needs to sit on that bench, and we need to bring the younger guys in who are excited to play. They have this hustle and this not-stopping mentality. Even if, like, Kyle Lowry is not scoring points, that type of mentality that he has, he was giving us more than what P.J. Tucker was giving us last year.
Yeah, you know what
and
it
I
is?
There's
a it's just winning. It's winning basketball. Like there was a play, Chris. I think Lowry on the 1-3 he hit the shot, and then he sprinted back down to the opposite corner to guard Jimmy. This was still early in the game when Jimmy was, you know, before he got hurt. So like there's a different level of some of these guys, Batum and Lowry. We haven't had enough of that in the playoffs the last few years.
Hustle guys.
Yep.
Yeah, man. These guys are human beings.
Try hard.
They have emotions and they feed off of that. Maxi feeds off of that. And with his positivity, which is what kept the team up while Embiid was out, and Kelly Oubre, I mean, all of that positivity, we have a really young core that has a lot of energy, and the old guys are getting into it too, and it helps somebody like JoJo who's still coming up and recovering. And just like we talk about, oh, well, we got lucky because Jimmy Butler got hurt, well, the Heat were lucky that JoJo's still scared of his knee. Like, I look at it that way, and I'm blessed the fact that we got JoJo at 70, 80%.
JoJo.
And if he could start getting better, you know, I can only imagine that we can easily get past the Knicks. And then by the time we get to an Eastern Conference Finals, which I believe we can, and we see the Celtics, if he stays healthy and he has more confidence in that knee, I see us making it to the finals and taking the Celtics.
Well,
we may be a 7 seed, but in reality, if we didn't lose JoJo, we're a 3 or 4 seed.
There's no question. Well, yeah. I mean, and Chris, right now, and Chris, man, we appreciate the phone call. They're the favorite in the series. FanDuel set the odds as the Sixers as the 7 seed are the favorite. I believe it's only happened one time in NBA history where the 7 seed is favored over the 2 seed.
JoJo.
Yeah, a lot of people call him JoJo.
Who?
A lot of people.
Like who?
I've heard it plenty over the years.
You have?
Yes.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody call that grown-ass man JoJo.
Yeah, I've heard it. I think it's happened less as he's aged a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? JoJo?
Yeah.
Call a grown-ass man JoJo.
I've heard it plenty.
Okay.
Now again, it was more when he was young. It was a lot of JoJos. Not as much JoJos anymore. You're not a JoJo guy?
No.
Well, here's what I am. I'm a whatever we want to call him as long as he's healthy out there. And so that was part of it yesterday, that they were saying he's about 70 or 80%.
I wish he had a couple more days, though. Because we were talking about the meeting, and you were telling me when it was the playoffs.
Saturday starts.
I was like, if you'd have gave me the like Monday, I'd have been. Like,
but does it matter?
It's
a seven-game series.
It's a couple days. Just a couple more days.
Yeah, but
man,
it's not a one game. Like, yeah, I'm with you. One game to before game, an extra day or two before game one. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, because I think game one, because game one is up there.
Yes,
I think
game two.
It's important to get to. You get game one, man. That can set the tone.
Of course. I mean, if they get game one, that'd be great. Look, there's so much positive from last night. There's so much to feel different about this team. And I've said it for weeks. This Sixers team feels different. But there is one element to this that feels the same. It's the big guy's health. I think the wool was pulled over our eyes a little bit. We were told this is the healthiest ever been. Does he look healthy to you?
He doesn't look healthy. He looked more tired than like. He looked tired and unassured. Let me say
but
that.
But that's not good enough to win a title.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. He has to get comfortable, Joe. He has to get comfortable in his knee, trusting his knee. Because that's the biggest thing. Like, the moment is huge. The intensity level is a lot higher than what, you know, than the regular season. And he just has to feel comfortable in the fact that his body is not going to give up on him.
He
does.
That's
the scariest.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in a position like that, that's the absolute scariest thing in the world, is because you're thinking as an athlete, you want to go full out, but you're not sure that your body is going to be reliable. You feel like it's going to fail you.
I'm like torn here because I think this is the best combination of coach and role player setup we've ever had with Joel Embiid. And I think Joel showed some growth last night, ended the game, making the plays, making the shots, mental growth.
And he hung in there.
But But again, it comes back to, is he physically okay? Is he have enough in the tank here? I mean, it's 2 months.
You got to have enough in the tank.
Gotta and do are two different things. Does he? Like, if you're driving and you say, I gotta have enough in the tank to get somewhere, the tank's either empty or it's not.
That's called praying to the high power. You gotta know your car.
A little prayer service today on the show?
But you gotta know your car, too. It's like...
Well, I know this car.
Yeah. Well, not really. Let me tell you what I think happened last night. There was a moment where it felt like there's a strong chance that Joel Embiid was going to go in the tank.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
If it felt like
that. And he didn't.
But his teammates lifted him up, and he came up big for him. Man, I'm telling you, that want to and that, you know, that the tide lifts all boats type situation.
It was will. They had will.
That's what it was last night, Joe. And I feel like he has the best group of guys around him so that they're not going to allow him to mope and get down on himself like that. That's what I kind of saw last night. Hopefully they can keep that going.
Hopefully they can. And look, it was enough to beat the Miami Heat, a seventh seed in their building that they were favored by. We'll see if it's enough to move forward. But what an exciting night. And what a night for Nick Batum. I mean, that 20 points off a bench player, that was awesome.
35 doing it for the OGs.
Oh, I love it. 215-592-9494 for Rob Adelko. What's up, Rob?
Joe, Hugh, how you guys doing?
Hey,
what's
Rob?
Going on, Rob?
Listen, I'm going to get a dark cloud on a sunny day. I'm going to destroy MB, but I'm going to wait till I get there, okay? I'm going to say the obvious facts, guys, okay? One, agree with you 100%, Joe. Benson, Tobias Harris, the only way he'd play, Joe, is if the whole bench got hurt. He wouldn't go in for another minute of the game. I think that was key in turning up the intensity level.
Yep.
It just changed things, sitting to buy.
Well, okay, yeah, and I give Nurse credit because Doc sure didn't have the courage to do it.
Nope.
I mean, we're all watching the same game. Tobias Harris looked awful. Crumbly. Get him off the floor.
It looked like he shot it with his eyes closed, that one when he bricked. I think he missed the bat. I don't know what he was thinking. I was like, you got to get him out. So I agree 100%, you. Here's my second point. And it's obvious, Joe. It's obvious. Jimmy Butler got hurt in the first quarter. If he does not get hurt, we lose by double digits, okay? Not that we just lose the game. We lose the game by double digits because if our big man, the self-proclaimed MVP, who likes to score 50 on the worst team in the league or whatever it is, if he had the set on him that Jimmy Butler had, not only would we have a championship, we'd have multiple championships, okay? So that's the next obvious fact. If Jimmy Butler was not hurt, I know it's an if, but if he played the whole game, Zero shot to win that game. That guy is you don't judge him by his regular season. You know, we get judged by the postseason. And I would take him over Embiid in the postseason any day of the week. So that's the second obvious point. And you know what? Guys like Nicholas Batum, Kyle Lowry, Oubre, they saved Embiid from, you know what? Remember, what was it, last week and they unveiled the Iverson statue mm-hmm. outside the Camden practice facility? Okay. Because if I see Embiid grabbing his shorts one more time, or if I see him huffing and puffing or grabbing his knee, I don't want to hear it no more. Every year this guy's hurt. You know what? He's had 2 months to rest up, Hugh. 2 months, Joel. I mean, Jimmy Butler got hurt during the game and played 40 minutes.
Well, he did. And now he didn't play great, but he did. And Rob, it's a fair point that we thought maybe that the rest and the time off would help. And maybe he has. He's just – I don't even know if he's tired. Maybe he's tired. I don't think he's still right physically in his comeback.
Right. I don't think he's right.
I think you could see that.
And there was a little, I think there was also, man, like, again, I go back to the ramping up of the intensity of the playoffs. Playoff intensity is no joke.
Well, but guess what? They don't get a runway of 3 weeks.
No, you don't.
They got to win four games in the next seven.
Yeah, no excuse. Hey, you better suck it up. You better get ready. You got to get ready.
And he did. Yeah, you know, listen, I don't like the way he looks physically. I was happy with the way he played the last 3 minutes of that game. He made a three. He made a 3-point play.
Yeah, Maxey
had a big
assist last night either.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. Maxey, he did not either. 215-592-9494. Great win for the Sixers. Let's talk about it. Your excitement, your concerns, we'll hit it all here, plus the montage, how it sounded on ESPN last night, plus more on Joel Embiid's performance, comments from the broadcast about his health and conditioning. We'll react to that as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is playoff basketball. It's a little bit different.
All right, it's that time for chicken, free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes.
You know, a great broadcaster could sense the moment, and Mike Breen sensed the moment. That was the turning point of the game last night. Brickin for chicken. I believe the Sixers outscored the Heat by 11 points the rest of the way to win that game. Did you feel the gravity of that moment, the chicken and the turning point?
I was just like, I was wishing I was there.
You wanted the chicken.
Yeah, I did at that point.
Still claim your chicken.
Yeah, you could.
Go I can still
chicken.
Go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
or
that.
Or you could just go get chicken on your own. I mean,
okay, no, I'm just saying. You know, nothing tastes like free chicken.
Well, you're right about that.
I'm sorry. I know that's stereotypical, but I'm just saying.
I agree with you. I mean, it's better.
It's just free food tastes just – it's just something about the way free food tastes, man. It's just – it's delectable.
It's free.
It's free. And also, in a night last night where the crowd took a long time to have anything to cheer for, it got people
it was
excited.
Good. Yeah, it was – dude, I felt bad for – well, not really. But it was like when they start booing Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad at all. Get his butt on the bench.
Oh, that was horrible.
No, they earned those boos. He earned those boos. And I don't think we should see much Tobias at all in this
next
series.
No, did you see his face?
When
he missed those two back-to-back shots, did you see his face? He knew he messed up at that point.
Well, right now, he's not one of their best players. He shouldn't play much. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Reaction to last night, concern over Joel. But the kind of game the Sixers – just never seen a win in the playoffs. They showed mental toughness. They had fight in them last night. They had will. And the coach made a major difference. What a night by Nick Batum. Let's hear the montage put together by Joe Wechter of the best moments of last night's victory over the Heat.
Harris had it. Harris goes back up. Missed a layup. Gets it again. Harris will try again. Missed again. And the lead is up to 9, a 17-point turnaround here in the first half. Butler with his fourth steal. Gets inside, lays it up and in. And boos raining down here in the first half from the frustrated Sixer fans. And that will end an impressive first half on the road for Miami, holding Joel Embiid to 2 of 8 shooting. And the Sixer fans not happy. It's Miami up a dozen here in the play-in game.
So Stephen A., the 76ers are 2-14 this season when trailing by 10 or more at the half.
Oh, that means they're going to lose again.
Only
so that means.
Find out.
There we have it.
All right, it's that time for chicken, free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes. Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits. And this place has come alive. And not just because of the chicken. It's an 8-point game. Sixers playing now with some tenacity. Nick Batum connects on a three. Third three-pointer of the game for Batum. It's back to 2. Embiid, here comes the double team. Kicks it back out. Heald looking. Batum, no hesitation. Another. Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 three-pointers off the bench. Embiid tries a three. Got it! Tie game!
They just feel like they're playing with an entirely different level of intention on both ends.
Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again! 5 three-pointers in Philadelphia. Their first lead since the first quarter. Back to Batum. Fakes one dribble. Puts up another three. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half. The Sixers go up by 4. Batum on the drive, the pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good. And 1. Chance for a 3-point play as the Sixers go back up by 1. Here go Astros hero. Fires a block by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes up with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
He goes out to dinner tonight in Philadelphia. He's not paying for dinner or drinks.
1-point game with 0.3 seconds remaining. Ball knocked loose. And that'll do it. The game is over and the Sixers survive. An inspiring victory here on the play-in game.
A great montage by Joe Wagner. I just love all the Batum highlights. He took over.
And he plays some pretty stout defense, too.
Well, the block was incredible.
He plays a pretty stout defense, too. Every time I hear this song, I think of Ike and him dancing.
Well, everyone was dancing. You think Ike did that dance last night when the game ended?
Yes, I
could see it. When Batum's knocking down three after three. What a night for the Sixers. They showed will. They showed fight. Things we haven't seen much of them in the postseason. Look, Joel doesn't look right. That's a concern. But a lot of positives last night. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Let's react to a big win that sets the Sixers up now for a series against the Knicks. Doug is in Cinnamon. Hey, Doug.
The Doug.
Going on, you and Joe. How we doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I'm great. I'm ecstatic on this Thursday morning. I mean, I was watching the game last night, and I'm out of all Philly teams, like Sixers are my team. The Super Bowl loss, obviously, I was devastated. The Phillies in October or November, I was devastated. But watching this play-in game last night had me pulling my hair out. I mean, at half, going into the half, we looked just like one of the worst teams I've ever seen in the NBA. It was so hard to watch. And then we come back out, and Batum takes care of business, obviously. Does what he does best, just a catch and shoot. Where else was I going with this? Toby, I don't know. My friend was at the game. I don't know if you guys could hear. Every time he would touch the ball, you would think there was, like, Josh Giddey allegations against this man. He was getting booed like crazy. And I know, like, it's hard to shoot, you know, when you know you're going to get booed if you miss. It's hard to put a shot up. So that's why he's just got to be on the bench.
He does. Doug, I give Nurse credit last night because I don't think it's easy to take a starter out. It's he's played a lot for the Sixers this year, over the years. He's been a starter for a long time here.
Makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think it's just easy to bench him, even though it was the right move. And I give Nurse credit because he recognized, we can't win this game with the way he's playing tonight. We got to get him off the floor. And, Doug, I felt that too, just watching at home. Like, there was a nervous energy in that building whenever he touched the ball. You can't have that in a playoff game.
Nurse is the only reason I'm excited for this playoff run. I mean, if we had another year of Doc, I don't even know if I'd be watching last night's game, honest to God.
I'll tell you this. If we had another year of Doc, a good phone call,
I don't
call,
think
Doug,
anybody would be watching last night's game.
Well, we'd have a game to watch Friday against the Chicago Bulls because they would have lost. I mean, let's just be real. If Doc was the coach, the Sixers don't win that basketball game last night. They wouldn't have adjusted. Toby still plays and probably misses five more shots in that game. They just wouldn't have won.
It felt like it because I tell you what, the key to that game last night was the adjustment at the half. Because that zone that they were playing and that amoeba, whatever they wanted to call it last night, it was hard for them to break down. It was really hard for them to break down. It was like they didn't give Joel the ball in the spaces that he wanted it in. And it was just a tough night. But he was able to adjust. And the bench, you weren't getting a whole lot from the bench
early,
in the first half.
Yeah.
You weren't getting a whole lot from the bench. The Heat bench, they were killing you last night.
Well, they didn't have much altogether. How many points did Sixers have a half? Was it 39? I think it was 39 points.
There was a
low
score in the first half, yeah.
I mean, you watch some quarters in the NBA, you get 35 points. I mean, 39 at the half is, I think Michael Wilbon said it at halftime, it felt like a 19 early 90s game. It was
awful.
Like, what am I watching here? Well, because they couldn't figure it out. And then they figured it out in the second half because of the head coach. And I do give Joel Embiid credit for fighting and making some big plays at the end.
Now, I'm not tanking.
Not tanking. Now, here's the reality, though. And I don't think we could pretend the reality is not the reality. He's not where we were told he was physically. And it's interesting. I always think this is a tell with the Sixers in the playoffs, especially Embiid. When the national broadcasts are all over his health, they're hearing something. They know something. Stephen A. was on this pregame. He picked the Heat. Listen to Stephen A. at halftime talking about Joel Embiid and where he is physically.
He's missing lifts because he has no lift. They're coming up, sneaking up behind him. He looks lackadaisical, incredibly lethargic. Before the game, he's wrapping his hands around his knee.
That was worrying.
They're watching him, okay?
So Stephen A. there is talking about how he looked in the first half, also how he looked before the game. There's only one concern I have coming out of the game. It's not Joel's mentality. It's not this team's depth. It's not Tobias, because I think the coach is going to sit him down. It's not the coach. It's Joel's health, because that was when we had optimism the last 2 weeks. What was it? This is the healthiest Joel has been heading to the playoffs.
Yeah,
we were lied to. He's not.
We're living in a fool's paradise.
We are.
You're right. He's not as healthy, but here's the thing, Joe. He has to get healthy. Yes, till Saturday.
But how does that happen if he has to play games?
Listen, you just have to do everything that you can. Go in there and get that aggressive treatment that you get. Do whatever you have to do to put yourself in the best possible position. And on top of this, I think another thing last night was an issue was that initially during the course of the game, we tried to run everything through Joel Embiid. Like, that was the initial game plan.
Sure.
And I think the greatest adjustment that Coach Nurse made was stop going through Joel Embiid as far as offense was concerned. That was the greatest adjustment, because it then allowed other people to get involved. Tyrese Maxey wasn't hot. The role players stepped up big for you last night.
They did.
Game.
So here's my take on that. It was the right move last night. It was smart. I think role players can win you a game here or there.
They're
in the playoffs.
They're not going to win you a series.
Joel's got to beat the Knicks. If they beat the Knicks, Joel's got to be great. Last night he was okay. He found a way to figure it out by the end, but I don't think they could beat the Knicks if Joel plays like he did last night. Not over seven. Like, there might be one more Batum game sprinkled in. Your guy Oubre is probably going to have one of these games.
Yeah.
But you need four wins.
I still feel good about this squad, and I still feel good about their chance to win. Because, again, you're talking about a team that, okay, we know Joel Embiid might not be as healthy as we need him to be. Tyrese Maxey didn't play his greatest.
He didn't have
his best game. And he gave you 19 last night.
What do we think that was? Was that a one-off?
I think it was a one-off.
Okay.
I want to think it was a one-off because he played hard. Like, it wasn't like he was – he wasn't Tobias Harris. He wasn't that
I mean,
bad.
That bar is low.
I mean,
he better not be Tobias Harris. He's an all-star.
Like, there was a lot.
If we're setting the bar as he wasn't Tobias Harris.
Can I be allowed to finish my point?
Made me laugh.
No. But what I'm saying, like – he played bad, but he played hard, if that makes sense. It wasn't like he was out there dogging it and hoping or whatever. He played hard. So I give him that one-off night. They have to play better. And I feel like to play a game of that intensity, knowing what that game meant and to pull it out the way that they did, they're going to play better.
Kyle, I just kept thinking during that game, why can't we have it all come together at the same time? Because this is probably the best supporting cast in terms of, like, they're all good role players, right? They've got the best coach they've had during this run. They've got the best number two, I think, even though Max didn't play his best last night. But he's not fully healthy. Like, I just can't get past what I saw last night and what they kept talking about, that he didn't look physically right.
That was, I think, and I guess oddly, because I should have saw this coming, but the most unexpected part of the game was that it felt like you could copy and paste the first three quarters of that game to any Sixers playoff performance in years past.
We've seen 10 of these.
Embiid's hobbled. He's slow. He looks gassed. Tyrese Maxey's not being aggressive. It was like everything. But then, for all the reasons that you said, because I think this really is like the perfect mix around Embiid in terms of role players and coaching, like that's what came together and pulled through for them at the end of the game. That was the difference from this year and years past.
It was. And I want to give Joel credit for this. As much as I am concerned with his health, I thought he played well down the stretch.
He had
that assist he had, I believe it was to Oubre for the three-point play, was a really good play. It's the kind of play he doesn't make as quick in the past. You know, he takes an extra second, and then he doesn't make the pass or whatever. The possession doesn't go like that. And he hit a three. He had a three-point play. I thought Joel showed great fight and great will last night. The unfortunate thing is the reality of what our eyes showed us. His body's not where we need it to be. James in Virginia. What's up, James?
James.
Joe, you. First of all, Joe, I'm counting on you to be the voice of reason. I mean, come on, man. You said to us, hey, Jalen Hurts, when we were talking about the Eagles, you said to everybody, you're concerned about Jalen Hurts. He had an MVP year. They went to the Super Bowl. He had an awful, awful year last year. And you go into this season talking about, I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts, if he can, you know, if he's hit his ceiling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at Embiid and you walk away from last night talking about you're hopeful. And I'm saying, wait a minute, Joe, what has Embiid shown us different in all of the years that he's gone to the playoffs? Last night was a small sample size of everything we've seen previously. So how do you go with any hope? What is it that he did that was hopeful last night?
Well, I'll give you a couple things. And James, I am worried about him physically. I mean, I've said that a lot this first hour. I'm worried. He doesn't look right physically. And that is going to limit them more than anything else could lift them. But, James, I do think in the fourth quarter, he played his best quarter. We've seen him crumble in fourth quarters. He had a sequence where three-pointer, three-point play, and then set up Oubre for a three-point play. They don't win the game without that. I thought he played well the last 5 minutes of that in the game last night.
Joe, the team turned the ball over 12 times in the first quarter. 12 times. 12 times. They looked shook last night. And what I'm saying is I don't walk away from last night's game feeling hopeful, because if they had lost last night, guess what? That fourth quarter wouldn't have meant anything when people started pointing a finger at Embiid, because they would have said he did last night what he's done every year. And you're still saying, hey, you know, I'm concerned about his health.
I am.
And I think Embiid is a tremendous talent, but I don't believe we can count on him to get us over the mountain, because every year there's something. There's always a reason why he can't perform. And we go into a Knicks series that has four big men. That's 24 fouls that they looking, or 18 fouls they looking to give up. And they're going to wear him out. And there is nobody else. There's nobody else.
Well, James, I agree with your last point there, that it's hard to count on him. James, I agree with you. I mean, like, I'm excited they won the game last night. I do think, and we appreciate the call, the coaching difference is major. It's awesome to watch what Batum did. But if you're asking me right now, like, Joe, do you feel better about their chances to win the title than you did before last night? No. I mean, you want me to be real? No. Nick Batum's not going to carry them to the NBA title.
He's not. But
Joel Embiid needs to.
I think he's going to contribute in ways. I look at it like this, Joe. You're right. In order to get to the promised land, we're going to have Joel Embiid be the guy at some point. Kind of like, we're going to have to get, put it like this, we're going to have to get more than we got for him last night.
And Maxey.
But if we don't get the contribution that we got from him last night, we don't win that game.
Of course, yeah. And then everyone's ripping
Embiid
today.
With the heroics that Batum had. I am okay with the way that this team is playing right now, because they're playing as a cohesive unit for the most part. Now, Joel Embiid is going to come around, and I feel like as long as these guys are playing with the enthusiasm and the energy that they're playing with, there are going to be nights where a 20-point game from Joel Embiid would be sufficient. I think that'll be the case, but we can't have Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey having the type of game.
So I agree they could win a game here or there where he has 20. If he averages 20 for the series against the Knicks, they're going to get knocked out.
No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is he has to ramp up. He has to get – he's going to – use this series, for lack of a better way of saying it, to get healthy.
So here's what I hope. I hope this is still a ramp up. I wonder, though. Remember, he got hurt last Friday night. Remember, he hobbled out of the game last Friday night, and then he didn't play Sunday. It was kind of interesting. Nick Nurse, there was a conversation during the broadcast last night where they talked about Nick Nurse was a little concerned he didn't have enough of a ramp up. Well, why didn't he play on Sunday? Did he not play last Sunday for rest? Because it makes it sound like they thought he needed more work to get physically ready. Kyle, it makes me wonder if he retweaked something again.
Yeah, I don't know. And, like, that was all, like, remember I sent you, it was John Clark tweeting about how he was adjusting the knee brace before the game. That, to me, was like,
very Groundhog Day.
And I didn't, like, that. So, I guess the big wonder is it him not conditioned, or is he injured? And some of the signs to me were pointing to the fact that he might be injured. I don't know if he's re-injured or still feeling the effects of the original injury. But, so that guy James said something that I think it needs to be called out. I don't think the Sixers last night looked shook at all.
No, I don't think they looked either.
I think at least what the word you could use to describe them in the beginning was unprepared, maybe.
Yeah, I thought Spoelstra was out coaching Nurse early.
Sure. Like the zone, they obviously didn't really know what they were looking at with the zone. But like to say they were shook, I think is crazy. We've seen up shook.
Yeah. Ben Simmons was shook.
They've crumbled before in those situations. Like they stepped up, climbed all the way back into that game, and they sealed the deal. Like, I think if anything, they look the opposite of shook. They look like they were ready for the moment at the end of the game.
Right, and listen, I'll be the first one. If Embiid had missed his final three shots, if Embiid had turned the ball over in the fourth quarter, I'd be destroying him today. I am very comfortable saying when Joel Embiid doesn't play like the player we think he should be. I thought last night it was more if he didn't look right, but he closed it well. He closed that game well. 215-592-9494. Let's go to we got Terrence here in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
What's up, Terrence? On,
man, I was talking about this to Kyle. Yeah, I'm excited for the win. I'm excited for how the Sixers came back in the game. But earlier in that game, they were trying to feed the ball to Joel Embiid at almost every possession. And I'm like, this is like the same old Sixers to me. Yeah, we have Nick Nurse to fill out the adjustments that Doc Rivers couldn't do. Yes, we do have that. But we're going to need our role players to step up. Oubre looked bad. Tobias Harris looked bad. He looked like Crumble Cookie Worthy last night. We need more. Batum stepped up. But we need more from our role players. And the playoffs is going to be a different story. The defense that Miami were playing last night is going to be the defense that the Sixers and Joel Embiid are going to see the whole playoffs.
You know the Knicks were watching that, and they're going to try to copy that.
Yep. It reminds me of the defense that Boston used to play on. It's like the defense, like, if you're going to force the ball, you cannot play regular season basketball where you're going to force the ball to Joel Embiid every possession. You have to have the role players. You have to have movement. You have to have cutters. And I like the fact that Nick Nurse was able to correct that. But we know in the next upcoming series that the New York has a better bench than us. I'll give our starters the advantage, but they have a hell of a bench. And we're going to have to match that intensity because I feel like I like where we're going. I like that we made it to the playoffs. But come down the stretch, it's all about the wear and tear. If Joel Embiid is going to be able to make up for this wear and tear of the whole playoffs format. But Doc Rivers, yes. If we had Doc Rivers, we get smoked last night.
Oh, Terrence, there's no question. Yeah, when they go down double digits early, it is a wrap if Doc is the coach. 215-592-9494. Good phone call, Terrence. We appreciate it. All right, we'll come back, continue the reaction with you guys on the phone lines. We'll get to everyone's phone call, and Rhea Hughes will join us in studio. Her reaction to the win last night, the coaching of Nick Nurse, Joel's health right now, and as this Sixers team gets ready for a trip up to New York Saturday, Sixers and the Knicks in the first round. 215-592-9494 to hop in as we react to a wild game, the Nick Batum night at the Wells Fargo Center, right here in the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.